Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Chris, I'm curious about this. Let's talk about this Thursday night football thing. Because as a fan, personally, I hate it. I just do.
Yeah.
And I'm hearing more and more that the guys who have to play these games don't appreciate it either. Why?
Well, it's funny. You don't appreciate it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then when that juice begins to flow, when the blood starts to pump a little faster, then you take the field with the lights on, I'll tell you what, you're ready to play. You really are. And then you love it. Don't you love it? You love it Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's almost like a mini bye week.
Yeah, really.
It really is.
That's a great point.
It really is like a mini bye week. And then you get those extra days off. You can get out of town for the weekend. And so they love it then. They just don't love it in the few days leading up to it because you're in a lot of – you're sore. You're sore from the game on Sunday.
And I just saw, Chris, you'd appreciate this, knowing those guys up front on the offense too, that the Steelers' front line is picked as the best right now on all the score sheets that evaluate a offensive line. The Steelers are number one in the NFL right now.
Oh, yeah. They've given up 2 sacks in the last 4 games. One of them, Ben Took. The other one, Big Al, tripped on the foot of a big Ramone, the big Ragu, Ramon Foster, right? Falls down. Miles Garrett gets a sack. They've given up almost no pressure to Ben over the last 4 games. They've opened up holes for the number one running back, in my opinion, in the NFL right now. He is just absolutely a terror with the ball in his hands, and James Conner. And that's all. I believe it's really because the offensive line is doing a phenomenal job.
We'll come back to James Conner in just a second, but I'm curious, as a guy who's been nose-to-nose with offensive linemen, and play after play, you have to come out of that stance and try to knock the other guy on his butt. What is that like? You're staring at the same guy that you just tussled with 30 seconds before, and now you got to do it all over again.
Let me tell you something. It's the only profession, it's the only job in the country where you can whoop another man's butt and not get put in jail for it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's the beautiful thing about football, is you continue to battle every single play. And let's be honest. These guys on the other side of the line, I played nose tackle, the center, the guards, they got paid a lot of money too. So they were getting paid to whoop your butt. And if you can go out there and battle and win more than they win, that's when you come out on top. And we had such a great defense all across the board, 11 guys that were really just phenomenal players when I was playing. That's why we were such a great defense. But going against the offensive line, you talk about those 5 guys, you know, Marcus Gilbert, you talk about David DeCastro, Marquise Pouncey, the big Ragu Ramon Foster, and Big Al. Those 5 guys are phenomenal football players, and they are being led by a coach in Mike Munchak, who is just unbelievable at bringing 5 guys together, teaching them absolutely great technique, and they do it play in and play out.
We're talking to 2-time Super Bowl champ, former Steeler Chris Hoke. So, Chris, the annoying question that the players have to get asked every week about Le'Veon Bell. Apparently, he's in town hooping it up. Let's assume he comes back, and let's assume it takes a couple of weeks for him to actually see a football field in a game situation. How do the Steelers handle that on offense?
In my opinion, I hope he doesn't come back. Let's be honest. I mean, right now, I don't see a positive. The only thing I see the positive is adding depth. But you look at the way James Conner's playing right now. James Conner's are better. His numbers are better than Le'Veon Bell's number in his best year in 2014 across the board. You look at this. I think he's a more explosive player than Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon Bell is a super athletic player. He's a freak of nature in terms of athletic ability and the way he runs the ball. But I think James Conner gives the Steelers an element of a big play-making ability that Le'Veon Bell didn't have. And so, when Le'Veon Bell comes back, they're going to have an issue because he's going to want the ball in his hands, maybe not for 40 times in a game, but he's going to want the ball in his hands 20 times a game plus. James Conner's going to want the ball in his hands. Antonio Brown's going to want the ball in his hands. Juju's going to want the ball in his hands. And so this could cause an issue for the Steelers.
You know, it's interesting you say that because yesterday in our KDK radio poll, we asked, Le'Veon Bell appears to be back in Pittsburgh. Who should be the Steelers starting running back? 97% of those who responded said James Conner.
So, there's no question. Right now, he's the hot topic right now. Let's talk about some of the reasons why. First of all, he's a local kid. Right, he's from Erie, played at Pitt. He's beloved by Pittsburgh. So that's number one. He's always going to be on top because of that. Number two, it's because everybody is fed up with Le'Veon Bell. Yeah. Right, they're tired of talking about it. They're tired of the airwaves being taken over by talk of Le'Veon Bell, and they just feel that the Steeler fans are jaded by how he's treated the organization and how they think he's being selfish, whether right, wrong, or indifferent. And the other thing is, James Conner is playing lights out. Over the last 4 weeks, he's been the top running back in the NFL. And if you look at the numbers don't lie, guys. He has more runs over 20 yards this season than Le'Veon Bell's in only three games than Le'Veon Bell's had in 2 years.
Wow.
His yard per carry is right there above. He's 4.7 yards a carry. That's better than what Le'Veon Bell has had.
Well,
average over his career.
In our last 30 seconds, Chris, how about the matchup tonight? Carolina Panthers are playing well. What do you see?
This is a game I wish that was on a Sunday night football so they had more of time to prepare because this is a big time. This is a five-star matchup, guys. I mean, you look at the Carolina Panthers right now, and I've watched a couple of them this week, Cam Newton and Christian McCaffrey, and they got some receivers. This is an explosive offense. This is going to be a challenge for the Steelers defense. They can put up a lot of points, and they play great defense. I'm looking for a game with a lot of fireworks tonight.
It's too bad you're not very enthusiastic, though, Chris. we should call you every morning to lift us up. Thank you for the time.
I tell my friends, listen, if you're with me in the morning, you're going to see a guy who just put his finger in an electrical socket. He's ready to go.
And I love that. I respect and appreciate it. Thanks, Chris.
All right, guys. Have a wonderful day.
You Chris too. Hoke on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. His energy is infectious.
It is. It absolutely is.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.